Ukraine and U.S. negotiators to meet in Florida after Moscow talks. White House says oil, defense, and geopolitics. Why Putin is visiting Modi in Delhi. South Korea developing app that shows real-time location of stalkers. Israel identifies hostage remains as Thai national. Meta starts kicking Australian children off Instagram and Facebook. Singapore court upholds guilty verdict for opposition leader Pritam Singh. Trump to host signing of peace deal between leaders of DR Congo and Rwanda. The apprehension is palpable. Minnesota's Somali community braces for immigration crackdown. Court sides with Adidas in appeal over Kanye West collaboration. My heart breaks every time I'm called a hero. Hong Kong fire survivor. 5 killed in Israeli airstrikes on tents near Khan Yunis. Medics say Israel says Rafah crossing Tupin soon to let Palestinians leave Gaza via Egypt. Former EU top diplomat Mogherini accused in fraud investigation. Drunk raccoon found passed out on liquor store floor after breaking in Kenyan. MPs accuse British soldiers of decades of sexual abuse. 3 French teens drown after car crashes upside down in swimming pool. Trump says he is pardoning Democratic congressman in bribery case. Hong Kong orders removal of scaffolding mesh after deadly what laced Ukraine talks reveal about Putin's state of mind. Crisis looms in Israel over ultra-Orthodox conscription bill. As lead changes in knife-edge Honduran election, will Trump fail to get his way? Ukrainians in war-ravaged Donbass weigh prospects of peace deal. Cyclone catastrophe in Sri Lanka awakens volunteer spirit. Was it a coup or was it a sham behind Guinea-Bissau's military takeover? What was Honduras' ex-president convicted of, and why has Trump pardoned him? Australia is banning social media for kids under 16. How will it work? Hung by my wrists and beaten, Israeli-Russian woman says Iraqi militants tortured her in captivity. Devastating toxic spill seen as test of whether African countries will stand up to China. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Is the U.S. preparing for war with Venezuela? I saw them driving over injured people. The terrifying escape from war in Sudan. How Pope Leo transformed from quiet man to vocal peace messenger on first foreign trip. Watch what Tennessee's special election means for the Republican Party. Steve Rosenberg, Putin showing no signs of compromise. Watch driver hoisted to safety from truck dangling over West Virginia bridge. Watch Melania Trump reveals Christmas decorations, Lego portrait of president. Will Australia's social media ban actually work? Climate protesters in kayaks disrupt operations at Australian port. Watch moment huge fireball destroys Sydney waste facility. Exxon to permanently shut one steam cracker in Singapore from March, sources say. How an oil pipeline battle shows the U.S. gaining sway in Iraq. Oil prices firm after Ukrainian strikes on Russian oil infrastructure stalled peace talks. Cuba reconnects grid, begins restoring power to Havana after partial collapse. Oil settles slightly higher as Moscow peace talks fail to reach breakthrough. Gold prices edge higher on weaker dollar ahead of Fed decision. Oil prices rise as talks fail to achieve Ukraine peace deal. Here's how BAFE expects copper prices to evolve in 2026. Hungary to challenge EU decision on phasing out Russian energy imports. Rio Tinto outlines plan to cut costs, raise productivity at strategy day. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 2.38%. Rio Tinto upgrades copper output, slashes costs in sweeping restructure. Orbis cash flow jumps 30% to 3-year high, dividend rises despite profit drop. IKEA opens its farthest store from Sweden in New Zealand. Checkpoint Software prices, $1.75 billion convertible senior notes due 2030. Barclays sees these factors emerging as Europe's 2026 outperformers. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.81%.